Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. It is happening right now. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. So today begins the Ryder Cup. USA versus Team Europe gets underway at 7:10 a.m. this morning. That's when the first tee time will be. And we will get Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas versus John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. I'm really excited to see Bryson take the first tee shot off of one. I think that's really going to get the crowd going.
I have that penciled in as a U.S. win, if you were wondering.
So I am a little apprehensive on this one. I don't know, man. Rahm and Hatton have been really good this year. I don't trust Justin Thomas. I just think sometimes he's great. Other times he looks like me on the golf course where he's whacking at things he shouldn't be whacking at.
What kind of number can you get when you wager Bryson putting that first tee shot on the green? 350 plus
That's a
yards.
Great question. I haven't seen that prop anywhere around, but I'll have to look. I know that in the matchup, though, Bryson and Thomas, a slight underdog. They're -110. Hatton and Rahm are -120. So they're slightly favored. But I think my favorite pair of the day has to be Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley versus Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. That, to me, is an absolute mismatch. It's just take Scottie. Henley's going to be really good around the greens, and you're golden.
He's by far the best in the game and has proven it. And the difference between... You look at where he was the last time the Ryder Cup was here 4 years ago and what he has won since, and it's extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he has just, the last couple years, he has been just an absolute machine in terms of playing golf and winning tournaments. And so I expect the same kind of performance from him this weekend. And for those who don't know, today it's called foursomes. And so basically it's alternate shot. So Bryson
will
take
the tee shot.
Can you
explain what that is to Wiggy before he gets overly excited?
Yeah, so basically each pair will just alternate taking shots.
Right.
So like Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are a team. So Bryson will take the tee shot, Thomas takes the next shot, and you continue alternating until the hole is finished. And then in the next tee, Justin Thomas tees off and you continue.
And fill me in. Which one's the American again, and which one's the European?
So Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas are the Americans.
And who's the guy that you don't like? He's European?
Rory McIlroy. Okay. I hate McIlroy. He's European,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Him and Fleetwood are up against Colin Morikawa and Harris English today, and Fleetwood and Rory are heavy favorites in that.
All right.
It is confusing that Harris English is not European.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
All right. Well, America. Go America. I can't believe you will not watch a single shot.
I will not watch a single shot. I would rather have my eyeballs taken out.
That's mean. How can you not, just for the love of country, how can you not get involved?
Because I don't like golf. It's so boring and slow. It's just not for me. I told you, I'd rather just stare at a blank TV.
It's nice to nap too, honestly, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like, I enjoy golf, but there's no better nap than when Santo's really into it and I just fall asleep to the nice, you know, soft voices.
Just
really
can't
nice.
Do it.
The good ambient sound.
I'm sure
sounds.
You fall asleep at some points. It's a nice
once
nap.
A while. Yeah, especially on like a Friday or Saturday when it's not crunch time. Yeah. I get you.
Mm. I'll play ocean sounds if I want to fall asleep.
In order to be golf appropriate, Shime watches while dressed as a gopher.
Mm. Yeah. True.
Now, I watch a golf movie. I've watched many a golf movie that I've loved.
Emergency. Ooh, do you like Tin Cup? Were you a big Tin Cup fan?
Is that
Emergency Top 5 Best Golf Movies?
Bagger Vance.
I would
number five.
Happy Gilmore, definitely number one on my list.
Really?
Yes. Number four.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack, I like.
It's not number
coming
one.
In at number third.
It's not number one on your list. Well, you rube.
I would say that I've watched Happy Gilmore more just because it's a little bit up to date. I've seen Caddyshack.
I might have to leave.
I mean, I've seen Caddyshack.
Happy Gilmore, the original, the first, great film. Yep.
Second was great, too.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was fine.
It was good.
It wasn't
really
great.
Good.
It was fine.
Courtney, you're responsible for another human. You have to be a little bit more selective with the word great.
Let me tell you, he's going to love Happy Gilmore, too. And he's going to love Stick, the Owen Wilson golf show. Oh. That is basically Happy Gilmore.
What was the Shia LaBeouf one where he played
Bagger Vance? Is that Will Smith?
I think that was Who's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. Who's the one?
What was the one?
The greatest game ever played.
Yes.
Is that what that's called? Greatest game ever played? I love that movie.
All right.
Classic Disney movie.
What's the one with Will Smith? Will Smith and Matt Damon?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Caddyshack is far and above the best golf movie of all time. I mean, sometimes your taste is disturbing.
It's good, but I like Happy Gilmore better.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all love Bill Murray. We love Caddyshack, but
Rodney Dangerfield?
Hell yeah.
I mean,
they are both, I wouldn't say the same. I would lean with you, Greg, but in terms of quotable moments, there is probably an equal amount in both that have stood the test of time. You know, the price is wrong, Bob.
More people have seen Happy Gilmore because Caddyshack came out so long ago. Have you even seen Caddyshack, Courtney?
No. Right. So, Greg, did you see this 401 text?
What?
5:30 a.m. at Bethpage, and it was already packed with fans.
Oh, yeah. They are raring to go.
2 hours before tea time.
It's driving me crazy. And it's really mostly the European press. But the scolding of the Americans, the American fans, before they do anything, before they say anything outrageous, the assumption that they're going to behave like animals is driving me nuts. Like, can you not have fun anymore? Like, can you not go to a sporting event and get a funny line off? I think the European players actually like it. Like, I don't think they're wildly offended or afraid about it.
That's how they view golf, right? The Europeans, don't they view it as like a gentleman's game?
Yes, they do. Yes.
So that's why they look at us like, what is it?
Neanderthals.
Yeah. They also, that pathetic bitching and whining after the Justin Leonard putt to win the Ryder Cup in 99, that he was running on the green in front of somebody's line. It's like, go F yourself. it won the tournament. Who cares about your putt? It's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.